Welcome back to English Mastery, a beginner's guide to language learning, the podcast that helps beginners like you navigate the exciting world of language learning. I'm your host, Lisa, and today, we're diving into our third episode where we'll explore a dialogue of two people. Let's jump right into our dialogue. In this conversation, we have two people speaking to each other, a man and a woman. Remember, as we go through the dialogue, pay close attention to the words and phrases used.
Hey, do you like animals?
Yes, I do. I especially love cats and dogs. What about you?
Me too. I have a cat named Whiskers. He's gray and fluffy.
Ah, that sounds adorable. I have a dog named Max. He's big and playful.
That's cool. Do Whiskers and Max get along well?
Surprisingly, yes. They often chase each other around the house. It's quite funny to watch.
Ah, sounds like they're good buddies. Hey, do you like animals?
Yes, I do. I especially love cats and dogs. What about you?
Me too. I have a cat named Whiskers. He's gray and fluffy.
Ah, that sounds adorable. I have a dog named Max. He's big and playful.
That's cool. Do Whiskers and Max get along well?
Surprisingly, yes. They often chase each other around the house. It's quite funny to watch.
Ah, sounds like they're good buddies. Hey. Do you like animals?
Yes, I do. I especially love cats and dogs. What about you?
Me too. I have a cat named Whiskers. He's gray and fluffy.
Ah, that sounds adorable. I have a dog named Max. He's big and playful.
That's cool. Do Whiskers and Max get along well?
Surprisingly, yes. They often chase each other around the house. It's quite funny to watch.
Ah, sounds like they're good buddies.
Now that we've listened to the dialogue, let's break it down a bit. Did you notice any new words or phrases? Let's explore a few. Animals. This refers to living creatures, like cats and dogs. Adorable. This means something is very cute or lovable. Playful. This describes someone or something that likes to have fun and enjoys games. Buddies. This is a casual way of saying friends. Now, let's move on to our discussion questions about the dialogue. Number 1. What animals do the man and the woman in the dialogue like? Number 2. Can you describe the man's cat and the woman's dog? Number 3. Do the cat and the dog get along? Why or why not? Take your time to think about these questions and feel free to discuss them with a friend or teacher. Understanding and talking about the dialogue will help reinforce what you've learned. That's all for today's episode of English Mastery, a beginner's guide to language learning. We hope you enjoyed listening and learning with us. Remember, practice makes perfect, so keep immersing yourself in the English language every day. Tune in next time for more language learning tips and tricks. Until then, happy learning!